I am honored to be with you this morning. My name is Bishop Jim Golka from the Diocese of Colorado Springs. For 27 years, I served as a priest in the Diocese of Grand Island. Before that, I was in seminary with Joe Ray in St. Paul, Minnesota. Before that, Joe and I worked on a landscaping crew in Grand Island for about four summers in a row. During that time, my mom, who has 10 children, adopted Joe as her 11th child. So Joe's like a brother to me. So it's nice to be with you today. I'm in town because yesterday my family celebrated Christmas, and so there were 53 of us gathered together, and the gift giving at the Golka Christmas takes about 4 hours, and I think it's a nice glimpse into why we give gifts and the mystery of Christmas. A week from now, we celebrate the Magi, who will come and present their gifts to the newborn king, and we think that that's the origin of gift giving at Christmas, but it's not. The Magi are responding to the primary gift of the Father giving us the Son. And in response to that incredible gift, we must give something of ourselves. And we learn that in the whole life of Jesus because he spent his whole life giving his self away. That's the gift. You don't just give a thing, you give part of yourself. So after 4 hours of gift giving yesterday, you could see it's the relationship of the giving, not so much the thing that you got. And so during this time of Christmas, we celebrate that, and we know that. And today we celebrate the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. We also celebrate a new year. And then we celebrate a World Day of Peace. And I think every year we say, we need it now more than ever. And this year we really need it now more than ever. So may the Prince of Peace bring peace to all parts of our world, especially to our hearts and to our families and to us. Whenever we celebrate something of Mary, I think the heart of the church goes back to the Garden of Eden, and especially to the time before the fall, before the original sin. And I always lament because the time before the original sin is just like a chapter and a half of the whole Bible. I wish we had a whole book dedicated to the life before the fall because that's why God made us. And so we find that God made us for communion. God made us totally out of love. God does not need us at all, and that's really good news because he wants us out of love. And so look at what happened before the fall. We had everything we needed. There was only one prohibition. Don't eat the fruit of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God is saying, I get to reserve that to myself to decide right and wrong, but everything else is yours. So everything else is yours is an original blessing that we received from our God. And I love the detail that in the evening, Adam, and I assume Eve was with him, they got to take walks with God and talk to God face to face. Wouldn't that be great? Then we wouldn't have to wonder what God is thinking. We wouldn't have to wonder, what does God want of me? God could just tell us face to face. But we lost that. And we lost that, why? Because we listened to the tempter, and we came near to that one thing we were not supposed to go near to. And the tempter told us a lie. If you eat that fruit, you will be like God. And the truth is, we are already made in the image and likeness of God, so we're already like God. But the tempter kept working away at us. No, if you eat that, you'll have everything God has. You'll have all the power and wisdom and authority of God. And then I think of when Adam and Eve, when they took that first bite, what is the first thing they realized after they took the bite? Did they get all of that divine power and knowledge? All they got was the realization that they were naked. What a colossal letdown. You're expecting divine power, and you're left with shame and guilt. That's what the evil one does to us. When we listen to the lie, we end up with shame and guilt. How did our God respond to all of that? Our God has a heart of love, trying to draw us back into communion, to original friendship. So we know that God tried that with covenant after covenant and prophet after prophet. And then eventually God said, I will give them my son. My divinity will take on their humanity. I will immerse myself into humanity in order to raise it up and to redeem it and to save it. But for that to happen, I need a Mary. I need a teenage girl betrothed to Joseph who would be willing to say yes. I don't think this is theologically correct, but I wonder how many other girls the angel Gabriel went to before he found Mary. I wonder if any of them said, no, not me, And what did Mary say? How can this be? I don't understand. And the angel Gabriel kept impressing upon her. And then her response was, let it be done to me. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. So Eve listened to the tempter, ended up in guilt and shame. Mary listened to the word of God through the messenger of an angel and said, yes, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Eve listened to the liar, hoping she would be greater than she was. Mary listened to God and was willing to let herself be smaller than she was. I'm a handmaid. I'm a servant. Eve listened to the tempter and ended up in that shame and guilt. I think Mary listened to the word of God. And I love every image of the Madonna, Mary. She's holding Jesus and her eyes are lowered. She's saying, don't look at me. It's not about me. It's about him. So today on this first day of the year, I think Mary is our model. If every Catholic, if every Christian in the world could follow her, listen to what God wants for you every day, and then especially if I don't understand it, to say, I'm the handmaid, I'm the servant, let it be done, I'm going to go do it. Can you imagine if every Christian in the world every day was following God's desire and will for you? Not just my desire and my will and my ego and what I want. We empty ourselves of all of that, and we simply follow what God wants. I think if we did that, today would be a day of world peace. If we did that, the whole world would be converted in a day more like the reign of God. And in ourselves willing to be small, we would be enhanced more than we know. Because when you have God's will in you, you become more than something you can be by yourself. The will of God animates you and makes you to be who God made you to be. So on this day of Mary, let's just pause and offer her prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.